This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about Jeffrey Epstein and sex trafficking. Noelle Yates, an activist who fights trafficking and spreads the gospel, says that Epstein's case is just another example of how American culture drives the sex trafficking industry. It's a sad reality, but it's one that every Christian should be aware of. So stay tuned. Gabriel said the Messiah would make an end of sins when he came into the world. This is exactly what Jesus accomplished upon the cross. His shed blood has the power to wash sin out of the heart of everyone who believes the truth of the gospel. Visit cochurch.org and request your free book, The Everlasting Gospel of Christ. Discover the truth, which Jesus said, shall make you free. Again, visit cochurch.org. Since Jeffrey Epstein's indictment on sex trafficking earlier this month, 12 women have come forward claiming he abused them. One of the accusers, Courtney Wilde, now urges other victims to come forward too. Noelle Yates, an anti-trafficking activist and president of World Help, says that Epstein is another example of how American culture is driving the sex trafficking industry, not just in America, but across the world. She tells Charisma News this: "This case is raising awareness to something that is so prevalent. Too often in America, we pretend that it's not. We really need to wake up to how big of an issue this is." End quote. According to Jeff Rogers of the United States Institute Against Human Trafficking, the U.S. is the number one consumer of sex worldwide. Yates sees the truth of this firsthand when she ministers in Thailand with World Help. She says when she goes to Thailand, she sees Americans everywhere. And in fact, she points out, American culture is driving the sex industry. Yates' ministry rescues vulnerable girls from sex trafficking and then helps them to pursue their dreams. The organization ministers in both Thailand and India. And between the two countries, World Help impacts thousands of women and girls every year. Most of these girls are forced into prostitution because they live in poverty and they're expected to provide for their families back home in the villages. Many of these girls are only 9 to 14 years old. Yates shared one story of a little 11-year-old girl whose family sold her to an elderly couple in a big city. But the girl wasn't strong enough to help the couple out of bed, so in frustration, they sold her to someone else. She was sold probably 5 times before ending up in a bar as a prostitute. But Yates says this: "This little girl's life is completely turned around. She's now studying, I believe, to become an engineer. Now, she lives in a home where she's introduced to the love of Jesus, a man who will never leave or forsake her, and he loves her just as she is." End quote. Listeners, you can go to charismanews.com to learn more about World Help's latest project in Thailand, a baking school. But before you do, will you take a moment right now to pray for the vulnerable girls in Thailand who are forced to sell their bodies every day? And while you're at it, tell someone else about what you heard today and get them praying too. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.